Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in trouble. The result of a long-running police investigation was out late on Tuesday. It says there's enough evidence to prove Netanyahu was involved in corruption, with details related to receiving $300,000 in gifts from two billionaires. The probe also says Netanyahu exploited his position as both Prime Minister and Communications Minister and recommends his indictment for bribery, fraud and breach of public trust. Netanyahu's initial reaction was denial as he lashed out at the police announcement. Observers believe he will not step down unless he is pressured by his party, which is unlikely.
The members of this coalition will not pressure him because they are not interested in going to elections now. In addition, the next elections are scheduled in 2019, which is not a long time from now.
The case is now sent to the Attorney General, who in turn launches a new investigation and decides whether to move forward with the case or cancel it.
According to Israeli analysts, it will take some time. Netanyahu will not give up. He will continue, as I said, through the whole legal process. Expectation that it may take 1 year at least, if Netanyahu feels that he's going to be convicted, to quit. In Israel, the law does not force Netanyahu to quit. He can go through the whole process. It's a norm for the prime ministers to resign if there are charges pressed against them.
The investigations with Netanyahu started over a year ago. The Israeli prime minister was questioned for this purpose several times. It is still early to predict the course of action in light of police recommendations, but so far there are estimations that say that Netanyahu and his cabinet may be forced to say goodbye to politics with early elections. Fatma Abdelkarim, Press TV, Jerusalem, Al-Quds.